אדוני פסאי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילסך.
Although his boedidus is really a personal relationship with Hashem, it's just me and Hashem. And ultimately, what we say, when we say, how we say, it's our personal feelings with Hashem. Nevertheless, just like if a man who has grown up not exposed to woman, like in a very orthodox, ultra-orthodox community, when he's gonna go on a date eventually to try to find a wife, even though this is going to be his personal relationship with his wife, and that needs to be a personal relationship, can't be guided, the details of their relationship. However, a bit of guidance at the start helps sometimes because they're not accustomed to doing this. So it's maybe worthwhile to mention some ideas with regards to his boedidus. A second reason for this, to mention some ideas with regards to his boedidus, is the chizuk, the constant encouragement. Because again, when we're thinking straight, we understand Hashem exists, Hashem is there, Hashem is listening. It is absolutely absurd to direct my efforts in other areas. What am I doing? What am I doing turning to other areas, other efforts? Just turn to Hashem, talk to Hashem. He can help me much more than anyone else. So hearing constant chizuk about his boedidus in different forms, different things will work for different people as we've discussed. That can encourage us just to remind us of the truth of how important and vital it is to be talking to Hashem constantly. So some ideas. B'siyata d'shmaya, Adonai s'fasai tiftach ufi yagid tilasecha. Where can one do his boedidus? Where should one do his boedidus? Where should one talk to Hashem? The short answer is wherever you are most comfortable and wherever you have an opportunity. Except for in a dirty place such as a bathroom, anywhere else. For a lot of people, being in front of other people is intimidating. So finding a quiet space where others aren't around, be it in a quiet room, be it in the car, be it when I'm about to go to sleep under the covers, whatever situation one is presented with, his boedidus can be done anywhere. One can talk to Hashem anywhere. What time should one talk to Hashem? Again, anytime. What a gift. Imagine we had to pay $1,000 for a 30-second conversation with the most powerful man in the world. And we know that he's fond of us. So there's a good chance that whatever we ask him, he may fulfill. We may say, listen, I need a new house. He may say, sure, don't worry, done. Would we be willing to pay 1,000 shekel for a 30-second audience? We have the opportunity to commune with Hashem, to talk to him anywhere, anytime, for free. Just to digest that, to appreciate that. What a gift, how much Hashem loves us. He is, again, we got to grow in our belief. He is the all-powerful. He can do anything for us. So any situation we're going through, we have where to turn. We don't even have to pay $1,000. It's free and it's the most powerful thing that can be done in the world. His boedidus, our personal relationship with Hashem, can be done anywhere, at any time.